Gimnasia verbal. To arrange for someone to do something. Annie, how's it going?
I'm on top of the world.
I
Ask
hope
me
so.
Why.
I can see. Why are you on top of the world?
Because today is our last day.
Our.
Our last day.
That's right. You have a gleam in your eye. Un brillo en el ojo.
Sí.
Absolutely.
De la pena que me da.
Absolutely. You're really sad, aren't you? Deep down, en el fondo, deep down, que es una frase que veremos un poquito más tarde, deep down, you're sad. Estás triste. No te pongas triste. Don't be sad, Annie. Because your English learning process has really only just begun. We've done 40 discs. You'll have listened to these discs maybe 3 or 4 times each, but you need to keep listening to them for the next 8 or 9 months if you really want to consolidate everything we've covered in this course, okay?
Okay.
And, of course, to perfect your listening comprehension, which is so vital in the communication process. Okie dokie, we're going to look at a verb now then, which is expressed in a very different way in English to how it's expressed in Spanish, and that is to arrange for someone to do something. In Spanish, you would probably say encargarse de que alguien haga algo.
Yeah? Sí.
Okay, and we say to arrange. Se escribe arranje.
Sí.
Pero se pronuncia arrange, okay? To arrange for, y luego el complemento, y luego el infinitivo con to.
Well,
verbo básico con to. I arranged for him to help me. Okay, let's have a look at some examples. Necesitamos encargarnos de que alguien nos ayude con las bebidas.
We need to arrange for someone to help us with the drinks.
Muy bien. Me he encargado de que un coche vaya a recogerte en el aeropuerto.
I've arranged for
arranged.
Arranged.
Arranged. ¿Dónde está la D final? Arranged.
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 Eso es. Arranged.
I've arranged for a car to pick you up at the airport.
Muy bien, Annie. Good. ¿Te has encargado de que alguien compruebe la traducción?
Have you arranged for
arranged.
Okay. Arranged.
No es fácil, ¿eh?
Have you arranged...
Que lo hago yo si quieres.
Okay. Have you arranged for anyone to check through the translation?
Good. Necesito encargarme de que alguien vea mi coche.
I need to arrange for someone to look at my car.
Okay, muy bien. ¿Te has encargado de que Sheila cuide a los perros mientras estamos fuera?
Have you arranged for Sheila?
Lo hacemos entre los dos, ¿vale?
Okay.
Un esfuerzo en común. Tú dices arrange y yo diré...
Okay,
venga.
Have you arranged for Sheila to look after the dogs while we are away?
Good. Me he encargado de que Henry te recoja de la estación.
I've arranged for Henry to pick you up from the station.
Good, to pick you up from the station or to pick you up at the station. Muy bien. ¿Te encargaste de que alguien riegue el jardín para la semana que viene?
Did you arrange for someone to water the garden for next week?
Good. Eso es, el verbo to water, que también es verbo, regar. Did you arrange for someone to water the garden for next week? Cambiamos.
Me encargaré de que venga el fontanero mañana a primera hora.
I'll arrange for the plumber to come first thing tomorrow morning.
¿Te has encargado de que vengan los pintores?
Have you arranged for the painters to come? ¿Cómo se dice el participio? Bueno, y también el pasado simple del verbo to arrange, Annie.
Arranged.
Muy bien.